Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yaqulullahu ta'ala, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani, fa idha dhakarani fi nafsihi dhakartuhu fi nafsi, wa idha dhakarani fi mala'in dhakartuhu fi mala'in khayrin minhum. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, this is known as Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating that Allah Ta'ala said. Normally hadith that we would do is Sahaba narrating what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say. So here it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah Ta'ala has said this. So this is not Quran Sharif. When one is wahi matlu, that wahi that comes down, that Allah Ta'ala has said something, but this is part of Quran Sharif. So that is known as wahi matlu. And one wahi ghair matlu, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed that Allah Ta'ala had said something, but this is not part of Quran Sharif. So this is what is Hadith Qudsi. Allah Ta'ala says, I treat my servant according to his thoughts about me. We'll explain this. Allah Ta'ala is saying, I treat a servant according to his thoughts, according to his hopes about me, and I am with him when he remembers me. When he remembers me by himself, in other words, alone, I remember him by myself. We'll explain this also. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say what Allah Ta'ala had said, that when he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a better gathering. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So here let's try to understand what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first is saying, is that Allah Ta'ala says, or Rasulullah sallam, what he's saying, that Allah Ta'ala is saying that I treat my servant according to his thoughts about me. What hopes a person has on Allah Ta'ala, what he thinks of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore we should always have hope in Allah Ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala is going to treat us according to the level of hope that we have in him. Person doesn't become despondent. This is one of the things that happens when sickness breaks out, when plagues break out, or person is going through some difficult financial moments, then he loses hope completely. Our hope on Allah Ta'ala must be there all the time. According to our hope, that's how Allah Ta'ala will treat us. So a person should always be encouraged by the fact that Allah Ta'ala's mercy overpowers his anger. All the times he must remember this, irrespective of what guna he slipped and fell into. Allah Ta'ala's mercy overpowers his anger. To lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is kufr. Just as not fearing him at all is also kufr. A true believer is one who has hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, but at the same time he fears punishment for his sins. It's a very good balance. Unlike the Christians, that somebody, they say, Jesus died for your sins. So now whatever guna you commit, is somebody else that's taking the guna. Islam is not like that. There's a balance. That we hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, at the same time we fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So it keeps a person in perfect balance. So what is meant by the second part of this hadith, that I am with him when he remembers me? It means that when a person remembers Allah Ta'ala verbally or in his heart, Allah protects him from shaitan and his agents, and Allah Ta'ala grants him the divine ability to do good. When he remembers me by himself, that I remember him by myself. So what is meant by this is when a person remembers Allah Ta'ala in his heart, so Allah Ta'ala also remembers him in his heart, means that it refers to the zikr of the heart, where a person is making zikr of the heart, not on the tongue, but zikr of the heart, or he's making zikr of the tongue in such a way that people around can't hear it. So there he's remembering Allah Ta'ala by himself. So what it means, that this person, because he's doing it in such a way that he's free of any type of show, any type of boasting, Allah Ta'ala remembers him or rewards him in such a way that none of the creation are aware of it. Allah Ta'ala rewards this person with such blessings that nobody is aware of it. This person remembered Allah Ta'ala silently, he remembered Allah Ta'ala by himself. Then the hadith goes on, that when he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a better gathering. It refers to the gathering of the close angel and the close messengers of Allah Ta'ala. Special rewards in this form of dhikr are for the following reasons. Why is a person getting rewarded like this? Ulama give this following reason. Number one, Allah Ta'ala created man in such a way that he is able to do good as well as do bad. And submission on his part deserves special attention. The creation of the malaika are such that they only can do good. And they only do good. They are created like that. But Allah Ta'ala had created man that he can do good and he can do bad. But despite an ability to do bad, he is doing good. Therefore, he is getting rewarded like this. The angels could not understand when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. The angels could not understand that you are creating such a creation that will cause bloodshed and trouble in the world. Whilst they, the angels, would engage in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. When man remembers Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala reminds the angel of his wisdom of creating them. Look at these people, they got the ability to sin, but yet they're taking out time and they're remembering me, they are obeying me. Number three, man's remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is more praiseworthy than that of the angels, because man does so due to faith in the unseen, while the angels are able to witness many matters of the unseen. So when a person is able to see, or a person is exposed to the unseen, then to do it becomes very easy. But to believe in the unseen, this is a great, very, very great thing. So therefore Allah Ta'ala now, in a greater gathering, Allah Ta'ala remembers this person in the gathering of the malaika and the glorious angels. Now why this is happening? That this person is believing in the unseen. Ya malaika are able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or able to see many things of the unseen. But despite that, Allah Ta'ala has created a creation that can't see, and they are still obeying. Allah Ta'ala gets so happy. Allah Ta'ala remembers this person in that gathering. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. All these ahadith are showing the importance of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, instead of wasting our time in just listening to the news, in following the internet, in reading posts, the better thing to do is engage ourselves, utilize our time properly, and spend time in making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we explained, the dhikr of Allah ta'ala ultimate is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from all types of gunas. Over and above that, whilst we're driving, we're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is making durood sharif, a person is making istighfar, a person is reading the kalima. So beautiful, all the time his tongue is moving, all the time. When a person has this type of quality, you'll find that even when he is in a position where he can't make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, he is in the toilet, even at that time his heart will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's continuously remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillah.